Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 14th of November 2016, and this is the 475th Moll Out Loud podcast. This is going to be a very, very short podcast because I am completely knackered. I have just driven down from Launceston and it's been a very eventful few days with not very much sleep, and I was okay driving down, but when I got in just in time. I hadn't really planned to get back in time for the Qigong class I usually go to, and I thought, yes, that's a really good way of winding down. And also I was very stiff and sore from driving, so I had a really lovely hour and a half of Qigong and winding down and centering, and then I came home and I just have almost fallen over, and I thought, I have not done murmurs of Moll, and I haven't done Moll Out Loud yet. So a friend of mine has left me some really very delicious soup, which I've just heated up, and I've got it next to me. And then I'm going to have an Epsom salt bath, and then I'm going to go to bed. And, oh gosh, I'm so looking forward to sleeping. I think I shall enjoy sleeping for some time to come. Although it is quite amazing how much stamina you have when you're called upon it. Or, you know, I just think that if anyone told me I was going to have to stay up from 2:30 a.m. one morning until... I can't even calculate. I'm too tired to calculate, except that I got about 3 hours sleep on Thursday night and then was up until about 2 a.m. Well, I was up until about 12:30, but I was awakened about 2 a.m. the next day. So I kind of had a very, very long stretch of being awake. And I'm usually such a complete wuss about getting to bed at 8:30 at night. Anyway. That's how it was, and it was fine. And now I just need to let myself rest. I do hope these last few days have been good days for you, that you've been able to find your centre in turbulent times, and perhaps refocus on, I think, what's around you. I've felt... What with the death of my cat one Friday and then the birth of my grandson the next Friday, I've found that my focus has been very much on the local, on what's going on around me. I mean, they've been fairly big things in my life. Especially the second one has been a very large thing in my life. And Boo has been part of my life for 13 years, and so that was a big goodbye. So I've, in a way, I've been forced to focus on events that are local to me, and so I haven't had to pay any attention to what's going on in the rest of the world. But I know for a lot of people it's been really difficult to focus on anything else, and so I hope for you, any of you who are feeling in that stage, that you are able to find joy in the small things around you. That's it from me today. So thank you very, very much for listening. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow when I've had some sleep.